All right, I'm back for part two here with Diane Lloyd from Gold River and her brand new book, Crisis of Belief and Honor. Boy, we had a good conversation yesterday, didn't we? Anyway, let's kind of resume because this has been awesome, Diane. Folks, of course, she didn't come back a second day here to do this. We just continued on, and you're hearing it now. But we've been talking for half an hour in between because we're just so enthusiastic about knowing what God wants to raise up and is doing in this hour, where there's really there's a lot of questions, even confusion in the church and the body of Christ, because we're in a new time. And you know, Diane, just, you might want to make some comments about this. One thing I've noticed over the decades is, and I guess it's probably because I'm a prophet, God, there's certain times where there is a, how can I put it, like a cosmic shift in the spiritual realm in the earth. Like, for example, I'll give you a couple examples here. When Princess Diana was killed, tragically, there was a shift happening in the atmosphere. And like people were wailing and grieving, like, what? All these Canadian local people, what's going on here? And it was like there was something attached, like cords in the spirit to people concerning her that was all severed.
Yeah.
And then when 9/11 happened, was another great big shift. There was a cosmic shift took place. Another one happened when Donald Trump got elected. We are going through, and not just on the side of what he represents, conservatism, but a shift in the atmosphere concerning the powers and principalities that are evil.
Exactly.
And the church, now it's not the day it was. And that you're addressing a lot of that in your book, Crisis of Belief and Honor. I like that, and honor, because this, you know, what did Winston Churchill say in the middle of the war? You know, this is, could be this day of honor, in the midst of the crisis. This could be the church's finest hour right now. And one of the prophetic words I had, Diane, and you probably don't know anything about this one, was about what's going. Well, you saw online where I was talking about something big's coming, and right. I gave that with the ministerial here in Campbell River as well. But the Lord had added to that, and when it happens, this is the opportunity for the church, and this is something big is coming. But so much of the church, the body of Christ, it's like everybody's lost their moorings. We don't know what to do. So talk about that, and talk about your book a little bit.
Sure. Well, I should just say, as you had mentioned, when you and I were off air and having this great conversation, it's one of the things we address in the book, is that a person needs to come through a crisis.
Yeah.
And as they're coming through that crisis, they've got a choice to make.
Yeah.
And the choice is, which kingdom am I going to serve?
Yeah.
Because there's two kingdoms. And it's being played out, as we can see on the news every day when we look at what's happening in the States, right? That's probably one of the most visible demonstrations of the evil and the good. And so if you take that as down to the individual level, we have to make a choice. Are we going to run to the one who created us, God, who loves us? And come either back to him if we have been a Christian, or run to him regardless if we're seeking him, and come through that. Because if you agree that God created us, then God has put a plan and purpose in each of us.
He
designed us, so the giftings and the desires of our hearts aren't there by chance.
That's right.
They are there because we were born into this time.
They fit your assignment.
They fit our assignment.
Whatever
exactly.
It might be, that sphere of influence that he wants us to be in.
And I think that's one of the biggest challenges today is, and this is another reason we wrote the book, it was multifaceted for writing this book, is if you don't know what your assignment is, if you don't know what your giftings are, if you don't know what your purpose is here, then the enemy's going to use that, because then you're going to either feel that you don't have a purpose, or you're going to have the spirits, as I mentioned before, like envy, jealousy, strife, because all of a sudden you're wondering, how come those people are going ahead. How come God's using them, but he's not using me? So we have to have that intimate relationship with God first and foremost. And this book is talking about not only how you get that, but how you have to go through a process of coming to terms with identifying who you are in Christ.
Yeah, and that's sort
that's
of the first thing.
That's the first thing.
And getting your heart full of God's love, such a key.
Exactly.
Because if you're secure in the love of God, then you don't have envy and strife and all those other things, because
that's
God
right.
is your main thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you're praying for God to connect you with those who have that same hunger, like-minded, who have that same vision in this hour.
Yeah.
Because you're right, the church is going to go through a massive transformation. Either they're going to be part of this shift, or the ones that aren't, they're not going to be here.
Yeah.
So the ones, and it's going to be, as I think you said, Terry, when we were offline, the smaller churches, the ones who are coming together in, as I said earlier in the first interview, it truly is, when you look at how in days of biblical times, when Jesus was still around, and how the disciples, the apostles, they were operating in twos or threes.
And, well, you think about the book of Acts. I mean, they're all Jewish to start with, but they're a bunch of gangs of friends get converted, and they hang out together, and they follow the Lord together, and they didn't have an organization.
No,
you know,
they just knew on their
heart. Now, later on, as the assignments came, there was other things developed, but here's the fishermen all hanging out together, Wow.
And I think that as people come to know who they are in Christ, those who are being raised up as the Joshuas, as the as the servant leaders that are needed, who are truly the change agents that are needed in this season that we're entering, those are the ones that we have to be alert to and listen to their voice.
Yeah.
Because that's where God is going to speak through them. And if you've got that discernment, you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
Pray for divine assignments.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we have to pray for, is the divine assignments. And believe and trust that God will do that.
Yeah. I'd say to you, you know, folks listening, Christians listening, Dad has taken off the training wheels.
That's right.
That's what's happening now. So what you do counts. You know, before you could tip and dump and everything else, and the training wheels help you along.
Yeah.
Now what you do counts, and you've been getting equipped and trained, so it now matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Wow.
And that was your prophetic word too, Terry.
No, for 2019,
just released.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, well, not the training wheels.
That was no, not the training wheels. No.
But anyway, but this, this fits. This is like, I would say your book is a book on time into the things that God's doing in the kingdom right now. This is a right now book.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't read it. I've been, you know, flipping through it. But what you're describing to me, I'm going, this is the right now book. This is what's now needed.
And it doesn't matter what culture you come from.
Yeah.
Because this book is about the kingdom culture.
Yeah.
Once we become a Christian, we all know that we become citizens of heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
In the spirit.
Yeah.
And so we are here on earth on assignment, as God wants us to reflect his character, his love.
Yeah.
And that is, I think that's one of the things for me that's most important, is that's one of what my company is all about, is helping people build kingdom cultures of honor. So through that, we can serve and empower others who will be able to go out there and minister.
Well, that's cool.
Amen.
Now, as a look, you know, more in the book here, you've got, you know, recognizing dealing with spirit of Antichrist, spiritual war for the battle, the global assault on Christianity. But also, as we were talking last program, what are the keys to breaking through into whatever our sphere of influence is with the kingdom? Because Jesus gave the disciples all authority over all demons.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, I proved this one out, I don't know how many times now, is where, you know, there can be a gathering of people who are demonically energized, but you, you know, you go and start praying around that thing, and you're going, you're not coming here, devil, this is my city.
That's right.
And people can go about their stuff, but the demon powers don't work. You
That's
know,
right.
It just stops. Now, we have that kind of authority if we'll believe it and have faith for it. And that's not even a major kind of spiritual warfare. That's just using authority.
Well,
but we take that into the marketplace, you know, so wherever God's puts you, you start to pray the love and the blessing, the goodness of God, ask him for discernment of spirits and bind those devils that are trying to influence people and begin to bless them so that the Spirit of God influences them.
Yeah, you know? I agree, Terry. And I think more than ever, if and I keep stressing this at the individual level, if you are not renewing your mind with the Word of God, if you're not into your Word every day, then your mind can't be renewed, and therefore the enemy is still going to taunt you. Now, he's going to taunt you regardless.
Yeah, that's right.
Once he starts realizing that, whoa, this person's now understanding who they are in Christ and what authority they have, then the game changes. That's a game changer.
You know, I some time ago had the Lord, when I'd be struggling over stuff, the enemy's dumping on me, and back and forth, and the Holy Spirit would just say, now, and this came out of praying in tongues and interpreting, which I do regularly.
Amen.
I don't talk about it a lot in the radio, but you got to understand, that's what Paul said we can do. Let he who prays in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret.
Amen.
And so there's times when you start praying in the Spirit, and then you just feel that prophetic coming up. You pray over yourself prophetically. So the Lord spoke to me, stand up and step over the wall, Terry, and into who you are. And I do that, and immediately I could feel the change happening.
Amen.
I just do that. And then do that regularly. Like, there'd be another day, it'd be the same thing again. Stand up, step out of who you think you are and who the world says you are and all that. Just step out of it. It's just like a little, I'd see in the Spirit like a little wee wall, 6 inches high.
Yeah.
Just step over into who you're called to be.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like whoosh, the anointing of God's there, the confidence is there, the peace is there, all the stuff is there. Because God's equipping, it's like you're putting on the suit of armor. You're just putting it on. All of a sudden it's on, you know, and you're a soldier. It's like the captain or the sergeant says, you know, Somerville, get up.
And that's a beautiful demonstration. Beautiful demonstration of exactly that.
I've gone through that, and it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And he has an assignment.
Exactly. And when you say soldier, that's what we have to see. We're in a spiritual war. It's not like we're soldiers in the army on the ground. We are battling.
Yeah.
The battle's been won. We know that when Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
Yeah.
But the reality is that until we are realizing and saying, it's a process, it's a journey. So I want to be part of the journey where others are going in the same direction and are wanting to be used by God to the fullest.
Oh, man.
We're in exciting times. We don't want to miss out on this.
It's hard to me. People could say this is confusing, difficult, oppressive time. Look at all the threats. Look at all. You get online and you see some of the stuff like danger, we're in this, you know, all this stuff, end times, and bad, bad, bad. But I go, wait a minute. This is one of the most incredible, amazing times for the kingdom of God coming
on
earth.
Absolutely.
Sure. It's just like Joshua crossing the Jordan, taking the people into the land. You can look at the enemy and see how big he is, or you can look at God and say, oh, boy, what's going to happen next? You know, and there's an oh, boy. This year, 2019, is a oh, boy. God's already started, you know.
And if people are interested in the book.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because we're almost at the end here.
Yeah.
How do we get it?
You can order the book through lulu.com. And
it's
just
a Canadian thing,
it's a Canadian, right? It's also available on Amazon.
And it's called?
Crisis of Belief and Honor, An Invitation from God.
Yeah.
And you can also go to Belief and Honor, honor spelt H-O-N-O-U-R, .org. And,
and we were going to play the trailer.
Oh, right.
Can't, all right,
if
we're going to play
time,
this. Yeah, we got time. We'll play the
Here's
trailer.
Here's the trailer, folks.
Here it is for the book. Listen up.
In our lives, all of us will experience at least one crisis of belief that will test and challenge the very core of our being and our view of God. It will bring us face to face with what defines us, who we are, and what is our God-given purpose while here on earth. Today, we see evidence of nations, communities, and families in crises of belief. This global crisis of belief is causing many to question the foundations of their own belief system as the battle between two spiritual kingdoms intensifies on all fronts. What we believe in the midst of these crises will determine our responses. How we honor God in our interactions with others will impact our children and generations to come. The global community is in need of God-fearing men and women who are led by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by man, who know that their identity and purpose is in Jesus Christ. God is raising up an army of men and women who are anointed for such a time as this. God invites you to co-partner with Him in bringing heaven to earth. How will you respond? To order, visit www.beliefandhonor.org.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the author of that book is right here, Diane Lloyd. Thank you, Diane, for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
And sharing on the show. This has been really neat. And you know what? I feel like we're going to be doing some more stuff again.
Oh, I hope so.
You know, because our conversation is just lit up. I was like, whoa, boy, you know, you're right on the same wavelength
I think we're on the same adventure.
Yeah, we're serving the same commanding officer. Yeah. And wow, this is good. So, yes. Crisis of Belief and Honor, my guest here today, Diane Lloyd, and thank you, Anna Price, for arranging all this and setting it up so we could do it. She's here with us. And I think you're going to leave a few copies with me,
too. I will, Terry. Thank you.
And this is great.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Any
I
last
appreciate
words
it.
Just before we wrap up?
Just keep pressing in and looking to God for everything, and He will bring you through whatever you're going through.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
Okay.
Terry, are we still on?
Yep. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in here. And that was, as I said, Diane Lloyd in her new book, Crisis of Belief and Honor.